From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Asia this week. He met with leaders in Pakistan today, and he's scheduled to talk with Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee tomorrow. Powell planned the trip with hopes of easing tension between India and Pakistan, but the two countries exchanged gunfire in the disputed region of Kashmir for a second straight day today. It is the worst fighting in Kashmir in a year. Commodore Uday Bhaskar is an Indian naval officer and deputy director of the Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis in New Delhi. He says the U.S. alliance with Pakistan will be topic number one when Powell visits with Prime Minister Vajpayee tomorrow.
I think what's of concern in India is the fact that the nature of the understanding, and I want to put that word in quotes, that's been reached between the United States and Pakistan, because there is a suggestion that perhaps as part of the lifting of the sanctions and the tenor of an improved relationship with Islamabad, that Washington may A, define terrorism in a manner that would be inimical to India's own interests, which is to say that we are dealing with a terrorist problem in the valley for the last 12 years.
You the mean second the American is definition safe. Would not include
That's right.
actions in Kashmir.
That are now taking place in Kashmir and have been taking place for about 12 years. Mm. And Robert, I think more importantly is the fact that if there is a resumption of military sales, you know, equipment to Pakistan, as to what kind of a message that would give to the Musharraf regime, which at the end of the day is a military dictatorship.
What do you think would be a reassuring statement from Secretary Powell to the Indian government? Would it be to say this is a tactical relationship with Islamabad and don't worry, in the long-term strategic picture of things, we still see India as an important partner? Would it be to say we will never rationalize terrorism or what might be called by some freedom fighters attacks in Kashmir? What is it? What would you have
well,
to say?
Well, actually, I think Robert, Secretary of State Powell has already made a statement a few weeks ago in the build-up to the attacks on Afghanistan, where he said that the United States would really be addressing terrorism anywhere in all forms. And in that, he did make a reference to the terrorism in Kashmir. Now, that was received very well in India, because that really, I would say, is the bottom line for India, that you cannot make a distinction between, quote-unquote, good terrorists and bad terrorists. And I think if he were to reiterate this particular statement, that at the end of this phase, and that's a term that President Bush has also used, that Afghanistan, Taliban, Osama bin Laden are part of the first phase of the current campaign, and that there would be another stage or another phase when all forms of terrorism would be addressed, I would say that this is in the long-term interest of not only India, but even Pakistan.
But you're asking for quite a diplomatic dance from Washington. You're asking them to say, we want Pakistan to be our dearest friends mm-hmm. for this phase, and then after this phase is over, we will regard Pakistani support for other movements to be of a piece with Afghan support of terrorism.
Well, Robert, I'd say that this is deft diplomacy, but which is also underpinned, I think, by certain abiding values. And this comes across very clearly in President Bush's speeches whenever he's spoken on the subject, to say that the United States is going to address all forms of terrorism. And I want to say this again, that I believe that today Pakistan is also dealing with a very serious internal problem, where over the years, for whatever reasons, the state has been supporting certain forms of terrorism. And I think this is also an opportunity for President Musharraf, perhaps, to do a certain cleanup as far as Pakistan's own internal dynamic is concerned. And just really what India is seeking from the Powell visit at this point in time, at least that's the interpretation that I would put on it just now.
I know there are a billion people in India, and it's very difficult to describe what Indian opinion is, but how, given the press, the media, polling, how would you describe public opinion in India, in particular the opinion of Indian Muslims? Are they looking at events in Afghanistan today, say, the way that Muslims in Pakistan are?
After September 11th, there was a natural and spontaneous kind of response which empathized with the United States of America, and we also extended a hand of support. And this is for two reasons. One, that India knows terrorism firsthand. And more importantly is the fact that in the World Trade Center building, we also had a large number of Indians. So I would say that the sense of bonding goes beyond the natural spontaneous reaction. And as far as the Indian Muslims are concerned, You know that we have the second largest Muslim population in the world. It's over 120 million people, and it's second only to Indonesia. And I would again say that by and large, most Indian Muslims have represented the moderate view, which is to say that they have condemned these attacks, though there has been a certain amount of disquiet in some sections about the attacks on Afghanistan. But I would say that this is really a very small cross-section of 120 million Indian Muslims.
Uday Bhaskar, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert. Glad to be here.
Commodore Uday Bhaskar is an Indian naval officer and deputy director of the Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis. That's a government-supported autonomous institute in New Delhi, in India.